escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 4.5 minutes away from the close of bidding for all Eagles Radiothon items. Ryan Hammond, the executive director of the Eagles Autism Foundation, with us as the bids wrap up. Now, the t-shirts, they go past the 5 o'clock, right? So, hold on.
Hit that on button. There we go. Come on, Jack.
Nah, he's...
the t-shirts go past the deadline of 5 o'clock. You can still support through the end of the month. We'll get your shirts out to you, and you can proudly support not only our exciting Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean, but also the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I'm not going to jinx it. I just want to tell everyone here, I currently have the highest bid on an item.
Wow.
I do.
You mean you personally?
I personally.
Oh, okay.
Have the highest bid on an item.
He's snuck into the bidding.
Is it the golf?
Yeah. What is the golf with Saquon and Kelce at Trout Nationals? Like $65,000?
Yeah, I think we were at like $70,000.
Holy cow.
Now, the live broadcast for the WIP Afternoon Show is at $10,250.
There we go, man.
Clearing last
golf
year.
Golf is $73,250.
Wow. And lunch with Nick Sirianni and the games with Nick Sirianni still in there as well. You want to tell me what that one's at?
Yeah, we are at $6,500, so that's a steal.
That is
Howie,
a huge
Howie
steal.
Howie jumped to $30,000 and won $30,100.
Wait a minute. No offense to Howie.
But Nick Sirianni?
I know. That's why I said Nick is undervalued here. Howie
is
worth every penny.
Howie's worth every penny.
Sure. But yeah. Nick, like,
I'm saying
that's
Nick
a steal.
Nick is undervalued.
The other steal is the locker room party that you can have that comes with catering. You get, it costs $30,000. I think 30 people for the locker room party.
Oh, man.
I contemplated bidding on it for my daughter's graduation party.
I got outbid. Yeah. I got outbid.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Somebody snuck in there.
Go higher.
No.
It is thrilling, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at these bids.
That's what's dangerous.
Go higher.
Should I?
Yeah. No. Well, how much more?
Listen, we have 3 minutes to break a record.
How much more did they outbid you by?
$100.
Oh, then you get
in there and bid.
Man up.
All right. One more, and then I'm done. Okay. Let's see. I want you
to win the item.
I mean, people heard Jalen on your show,
and
his item is going up. Over $16,000 for Jalen's experience. You're bringing six children together, adults. This is the Super Bowl MVP. He wrote this story from the heart, right?
Yes.
Like, how do you not want to inspire your kiddos by such an incredible role model?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you've said before, what is very special about the foundation is that, like, all the money that is raised goes to autism research.
Every single dollar.
Every single dollar, which is not... you know, a lot of other great charities, but it's not always the case.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of people have to take operating support to, like, pay bills. And like, that's what Jeffrey's commitment is to support the Operations Foundation. So every person who donates, we can tell them that where their money's going. We can show them the lives that are changed as a result of those investments.
Yeah.
Wow. This is, like, nerve-wracking. And
I mean, the numbers continue to rise. Like, it is.
Oh, the final bids are coming
in. The final bids.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the two-minute warning right now, and it is, like, I can't even, like, I have a screen that's rotating, and it's 0 seconds ago that all of these bids are coming in. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What about our sit-ins? What are we looking like for our, not our sit-ins.
Well, the broadcast?
Yeah, the remote. Oh, no, that's the one you were talking about. We went over 10,000?
Yeah, you went over 10,000.
Okay.
That's a big number.
I mean, honestly, shout out to Joe Flynn. He deserves it. He is an incredible supporter.
It's up to PDQ.
Yeah, so he is one of the, well, I don't know if he's currently the top bidder, but he was bidding on that.
So we're
the
at 11,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our sit-in is at 1,200, being outbid by the morning show at 1,500.
Oh, that's come on. That's totally
I mean, it's a fine experience, but if you want a better experience.
There's not even enough seats.
Yeah. And Joe's not going to let you talk anyway.
Exactly.
He's the only one that talks.
Sure,
yeah.
All right, golf is 80,000 right now, guys. Ooh, like, I can't really keep
up with it.
I mean, that really is, like, when I had that item, like, totally locked in, I was like, oh, that's a $100,000 item. I felt that.
Yeah, when you're talking about Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley and that course.
Yeah. All right, I got outbid again. Oh. I'm done.
But it was thrilling to watch you in the hunt.
Yeah. Hit him high!
Hit him low! I was bidding on the Mylotta barbershop thing. I thought that would be cool.
You did bring that up. Yeah.
I was like, that would be cool. Go with Jordan to the Eagles barbershop.
There is 1 minute left at this point.
Bring my barber. No, we're at 5
we're
o'clock.
Done.
We're at
done.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're at 5?
And that ended at 2,400. So the Jordan Mylotta one. So
that's a lot for a haircut. Buddy.
Yes, I know.
You thought
I got outbid. I got outbid. I got a little excited. I was like, I want to do this. And then, but there's a little bit of relief in getting outbid. Well, I see Jordan all the time. You know, I could probably guilt him into a haircut. So
I mean. So here's the thing.
Yeah. So
I can confidently say every year we come with the same goal to raise a lot of money to set a new record. I can confidently say we've already exceeded last year's $550,000 that we've reached.
So we already beat
it. So we already beat it, which I didn't even know. We have, you know, obviously a couple phone calls to make because Ava generously offered to duplicate some of the sit-ins and, you know, Howie obviously threw out if some people were willing to match a higher bid, he would duplicate his item. So we can only go up from here. But the reality is I just want to take a moment and applaud everyone's efforts because we surpassed 550,000.
There you go.
That's and we're still counting.
Awesome. Yeah. So we beat last year.
We did.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all you do, obviously, and your team here who has been working tirelessly.
They're incredible, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Like our first, like.
Everybody with a smile on their face, too. We don't see a lot of smiles.
I know.
Here,
we have our guy, Max, here.
Yeah.
Like we have one of our ambassadors from the Eagles Austin Foundation. Max is here. I like to call him Maximilian Dollars.
Yes.
Okay.
He's here. He's here for emotional support for me, helping us get to the finish line. And he's also a huge fan of your show.
Great.
Love
Thank
it.
You, Max.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ambassador for EAF, ambassador for.
Yep.
The afternoon show.
We like that. So when do we get the final? When do we know the number?
So we're going to do some math for you and then come back in. But we'll work on it and obviously add the shirts in. But I will say the golf ended up going for $85,250.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's some real coin there.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
And it was someone who swooped in at the very end who wasn't. That's what it is.
Well, that's how the online auctions
go. Yeah, I'm very happy
go.
For them. Super Bowl stayed at the 26,000. That was good. Jalen went up to over, 17,000. So.
Oh, wow. Huge jump because that was
huge
at 7,000 an hour ago. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Well, we couldn't do it without you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We really appreciate your enthusiasm. Jack, everything that you do.
Well, some of the things that he does. 70% of what
even though my mic wasn't on when we started. It's fine.
Right,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
He's not that good. Yeah.
I mean, to say this partnership is something special is an understatement. To have 2 days that we spend here, like I said, with our team, we come in at 5 a.m. We're here, through all the shows. It's just incredible to see the response of our callers and their enthusiasm, but most importantly, all the listeners who are Eagles everywhere. And we thank you all for helping us make an incredible difference and Jeffrey for his vision. So go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
And thank you as
thank
well.
You.
And you'll come back in with
we'll
the total.
Yeah, we'll come back
when
and tell you the total.
All right.
Breaking news.
Micah Parsons got traded. Micah Parsons.
No, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, where?
The Packers.
The Packers.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
You threw that out there. I didn't know if that was real or not.
Yeah, yes. Micah Parsons got traded.
Fritz is the one who announces that.
That's a stunner.
Yeah.
For what?
And they signed him to a 4-year, $188 million extension, $136 million guaranteed.
Mm. Hold on. 4-year, $188? That is
40. Let me get my calculator out.
$45 million a year.
Divided by four. That's 47.
$47 million
a year. 47 a year.
That is psychotic.
Get that bread, Micah. Get that bread.
How?
That is unbelievable.
Oh, man, listen. I would say I feel bad for Cowboys fans, but I'd be lying to you. Yeah. I'd be lying.
Don't feel bad.
I got to be honest.
I'd actually rather have him on the Cowboys than the Packers. Packers are actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want him on the Packers.
Yeah, but I want to win next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
for sure. I don't think. Yeah, we do play. So don't worry. We'll see. We play the Packers this year.
We will. He'll be in green, just not ours.
Yeah. So in the last calendar year, they've lost Luka and Micah in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not great for Dallas.
Wow.
I can't believe they traded him.
I mean, yeah, I
Did you say what they got for him?
That's not out yet. Just the contract terms are out.
Wow.
That is stunning.
Wow.
By the way, I do want to, the Eagles Autism Foundation thing, we do this thing where we say, not enough. We're so thankful for everyone who has not only bid on one of these items, but bought a T-shirt, listened to the interviews, you know, donated even without one of the items. It's great work that they do, and we are honored to be a part of the Radiothon every year. So thank you so much for all of the money that you donate, because it does go to a good cause. Yes. We want to do top five at
yeah,
five?
Yeah, right. Can't believe Micah.
Yeah, I can't believe they traded him.
They actually did it.
I'm stunned. I was with you, Ike, the whole time.
Yeah.
We were in lockstep.
I honestly believe that they would fold in signing.
Yeah. I can't believe they traded him. They must have gotten a haul. If the Packers are willing to pay him $47 million a year,
so,
47?
Rap Sheet said two first rounders.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
At least
telling you what he said.
And if that's all they gave up for him.
And they already signed Jordan Love, right?
Oh, yeah, the Packers.
Jordan Love has a contract.
Yep.
They're not paying any receivers.
Nope.
They just drafted one in the first round, so.
Right.
They paid Josh Jacobs when he came
over.
Yeah,
but what's that?
That's running back money.
$10 million, yeah, whatever. Right. So if they can afford it, you know.
They did it.
We're going to have our, oh my God, Jalen Carter. I know it's a different position, but Jalen Carter must be just. Like,
oh, he's salivating.
Oh, my God. He'll play 104% of the snaps this year.
I will say this. Now, Micah, he had to wait to get his money, right? This is his fifth year.
Yep.
This is going to his fifth year. A lot of these guys, you're already paid by after your third year. So he had to wait
to
get his money. So,
but he got it.
I don't blame him for getting every penny of it.
That is the biggest contract handed out to a defensive to an edge. That is $188 million. Oh my goodness.
$136 million guaranteed.
Good for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
By the way, he held
firm. Get that bread, man. Yeah.
Held firm. Said I'm not. You know, a lot of other players say I'm not doing it. I'm not. Look, Trey Hendrickson gave in. Trey Hendrickson got 1 year. Got $14 million.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson, you know, and I know Micah Parsons is a lot younger, but most of these players give in. Micah Parsons just said, I want to get traded, and he actually got traded.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the top
Unbelievable.
Five.
Each the five.
Wow. Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, the saddest things currently going on at WIP.
Huh?
Okay.
There's a lot of sad things going on. Sergeant number five. This is online in response to us having Jalen on the show. The people are saying, keep the same energy. QB1's on. Well, what do we see? Like, come on. We're not bad guys.
Well, I kind of wonder what they think that looks like.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I would say the same thing to them. You know, I see nothing but how much I suck on the internet. I've yet to meet one person in real life to tell me how badly like, what am I supposed to do? Get Jalen Hurts on and go, hey, by the way.
I had you seven.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen's better than you.
Not sure you're elite.
Yeah. How is that interesting to anyone? What is his response to that? That's actually... it's funny. They think it's disrespectful to not keep the same energy. I think it would be disrespectful to do that.
Yeah,
who wants
me?
That?
Of course.
And it's not good for the listener.
They don't even want that. They think that's something that they want. Yeah. That's not something that you want. Why would you even want him exposed to that?
Yes.
You know, he's calling up to...
I have questions I want to ask.
Yes, him. To support a charity. And we're talking some football things with him. He doesn't do many interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially on radio, he doesn't do many interviews. So what do you want to do? Turn it into some type of moment that you guys can be like, oh, yeah, look at that. Look, I told you WIP is crappy. Like that's all you really wanted to do.
Yeah. And Bob, hey, Jalen, how about your sack rate?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fourth saddest thing happening at WIP is many moons ago, there was once a movement for a standing ovation on this station.
Yeah.
Now I got Kyle Quinn on the Midday Show calling for a standing boo tonight when the Phillies take the field.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did he?
Yeah.
Standing boo.
He wants to get
the hell?
Boo taking the field.
What is Kyle's problem?
Kyle needs to settle down.
Yeah, well, he's in the crosshairs. He's always angry about something.
Yeah, he's feisty in there in that booth, man.
Yeah, he thinks I'm not that feisty.
No,
not at all. You're the least feisty guy ever.
And even when you are feisty, it's harmless.
Yeah, it stops right away.
We're just doing it. We're smiling.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
By the way, the top five of five presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, especially Jack, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Thank you so much for that, Spike.
Oh, you got it, buddy.
The third saddest thing happening at WIP is Giglio declaring the division over.
By far the saddest thing.
Third saddest thing.
Clickbait.
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 Ragebait.
Ragebait.
That's what it is.
Clickbait.
And he knew exactly when the time to do it.
Yep.
And it's totally backfired. And I would like for him to apologize.
If they lose tonight, can he even come to work tomorrow if they lose tonight?
It's tough.
Well, I don't think he's coming to work tomorrow.
Oh, is he off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It doesn't matter. He says that
everybody's off tomorrow but Hugh.
Yeah, and by the way.
And Hugh feels like he always misses the memo. when we're like taking off.
By the way.
The camera's in.
By the way.
He's been off all summer.
Yeah, sure.
Right. When is he in? Tomorrow's the only day he's in. By the way, us being off tomorrow, I'm getting screwed out of the belt. And I would have gotten it.
Do you hold on to the belt?
Yeah.
Do you want the belt?
No, it's Friday. Is it 4:30?
They're not giving it out tomorrow, are they?
No. That's what I'm saying. He gets to keep the belt because they're not giving it out.
I thought you had it.
No.
Oh, Fritz has it?
Yeah. Burn the boats.
Yeah.
Oh, burn. That's right. You gave it to him for that nonsense.
And now the boats are really burned.
Yeah. They're trying to rebuild the
boat. Yeah, please. Get back out there.
Does anybody have any boat equipment?
We need lifesavers.
Yeah, get Taz. He knows where he can get boats.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, Broads is on tomorrow. I mean, what is he going to do?
Yeah, he should give me the belt.
Is he going to replay the Jalen interview a million times? It's called a guy that gets it. All right, the second saddest thing happening at WIP right now is, and I think you guys noticed this as well, but Elliot's just really getting a sharp tongue with the Phillies, and I know that I get sensitive. Yep. Everyone's aware of that, but like he's just trying to tear down Bryce and really build up his Eagles elitism.
He is.
We've diagnosed a lot of the city with Super Bowl-itis. I've diagnosed him with Eagles elitist. Like, it's okay. They won the Super Bowl. You win.
Yeah, you know? You won.
Yeah. You don't have to and by the way, here's the thing.
Yeah.
What's he been a Jalen guy for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Acting like, I mean, has to defend Jalen for years. What is he talking about?
Well, if Jack can bring up private text, I'll bring up private text. Yeah, I'll text with Elliot during the Phillies game or whatever.
First of all, don't ever bring up a private text.
No.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Yes, for sure. Ike texted me this one thing. No. So you know how every once in a while with Jack, he'll go too far with the Jalen thing.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, enough. Elliot will be talking about the Phillies, and he'll just keep.
Oh, man.
And he doesn't know. Elliot, I want the Phillies to win.
Yeah.
Like, this is not joyous for me that Bryce wore the Mets colors and they lost and this is disastrous. I'm not happy about that. So I almost got to check out of that part with Elliot because he's enjoying. I can tell he's enjoying.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the first one twirling his little finger during Red October if there's a parade, by the way.
You know he will be. Yeah. He's like, man, being in the bank for October is special.
He'll be there with us.
Yeah, of course he will.
He'll be there.
Yeah, last year wasn't allowed in.
You know what? I'll tell him to keep the same energy.
Keep
that same energy.
No, he is so quick to basically bury the Phillies. If it were the Eagles, he would still be finding ways to say they're still alive, they're a good organization, the star, like defending the star player. Like he would still be in there. He is so quick to want to, Bryce is a failure. I'm like, man.
It's like, the Eagles are great. No one is saying the Eagles are bad. And all of a sudden,
I mean, even if they were struggling.
I know.
Yeah. He would find a way.
He wouldn't just flip that quick and be like, the season's over with.
Well, look at how he handled the Jalen stats during preseason. There would be a bad one, and then all of a sudden there would be a 7-on-7 that we didn't know without shells, without tackling or whatever.
He's giving it an A-plus.
And counting. And then the final day, the best practice of all time, just to bring it back.
Yeah. Come on, E.
It is. He
does have a sharp tongue with the Phillies.
Oh, he can't
wait. Incredibly sharp.
It does go back to this, I think, the pushback he got about the Sixers being.
Yes!
And that's where the originally started at.
Is it directed at you, Jack? Or is it, like, where does it come
from?
No,
it's directed at Jack.
Okay.
I think he's actually gone past just me. Like, he knows it hurts
right.
me.
Yeah, he already knows that. No, you're right. He's on the bigger and better things.
Exactly right. That's the issue.
Well, he tweeted that, I'm trying to figure out timeline. He said that the Mets sweep was the most embarrassing Philly sports moment since the Sixers-Celtics series.
Yes.
But was the Eagles collapse in 23 after the Sixers-Celtics series?
Well, so he never puts that in like a the proper context.
Right. Yeah. You know what?
He was like, they still made the playoffs.
I think it was that year, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Was that the year?
So maybe the Celtics series was after that?
Yeah. No. I think maybe the Celtics series happened in the spring of 23.
Oh, okay.
Right before the Eagles collapse happened.
Because the Eagles collapse was certainly embarrassing.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
And so was the Phillies game 6 and 7 against the D-backs.
Yes. Yes. For
which
sure.
Which is also
yes.
in 23.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a tough year.
Yeah.
Telling me. But the number one saddest thing happening at WIP right now is this the camera begging for foul calls and whatever's going on with trying to get the rules in basketball.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
He's pushing for it multiple times on the morning show today.
He's not getting free throws. He's not. You don't have free throws in one-on-one.
You don't have throws in one-on-one.
And I will. Let me put this, Lakin, I hope you're listening, because I know he's siding with the camera this whole time anyway. I will not allow Jack to play in a one-on-one game where there are free throws. I'm not allowing Jack to play in it. I know I'm not your boss, Jack. I'm not the boss of you, whatever.
You're not mommy either.
I'm not mommy. I feel like I'm your representation in this. I will not allow him. Now, if there is a daddy and mommy, of course, Ike is daddy, but...
I'm just staying out of this.
Thank you. Yes.
is like, the reason there shouldn't... I understand the base of his, of his reasoning being that, well, Jack could just foul me over and over again. But the response to that is if Jack is doing that to you, you can just do that to Jack. And the reason that in one-on-one, people don't foul each other over and over and over again is because the other person can do it too. And then the game will never end. So there's a fine amount of sportsmanship here.
Yeah.
If there's a foul, they will call a foul. There will not be free throws in this one-on-one game.
And like he wants like six fouls to foul out of a one-on-one game.
There's no foul out.
What are we fouling out to? Like disqualified? Like
it just shows he's never played one-on-one before.
Well, no, he's played one-on-one. One of my problems with this whole thing is that like sometimes, bros got to be bros.
Right.
Like that, one-on-one is one-on-one. It's usually make it, take it.
Yes.
There's no fouls.
No.
Fouling out and foul shots. Like,
by the way, it's got to be make it, take it.
I agree. That's the way one-on-one has been for forever.
And if it was real one-on-one, we wouldn't even have a referee.
Of course.
So at least he will have a referee there.
What reason? I mean, I understand for what reason.
You are going to get squashed to camera. Squashed. He knows he doesn't have it because the only thing he can do in basketball is shoot free throws. Mm-hmm. That's why he wants it.
Yeah.
There will not be free
throws. And he's worried about like a really physical game. Like
Should be a physical game.
It'll be physical.
It's one-on-one.
By the way, the player going back to the Packers is Kenny Clark.
Good player.
Going back to the Cowboys.
Sorry, Cowboys. Yeah, okay. So two first-round picks and Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons.
Wow. That's a stunner.
Yeah,
that's really a stunner. This hour, sponsored by Gaida Door & Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GAIDA or go to GUIDA.com.
That's four more days of Michael Parson talk.
Oh, yeah. But now that he's
not on the team anymore. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just shocked.
I gotta look at these damn Packers. They get Michael Parsons.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They're going to have a pretty good offense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie baby, what's poppin'? Happy Thursday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, I've been blowing up my whole family in North Carolina, blowing them up, letting them know Micah Parsons gone, just in case they didn't know. I am so happy because they love, that's the first name they say, like they got Jordan from the Chicago Bulls. This is a great day for me. I am happy.
Did you say Carolina?
Yeah, what Carolina?
What did Carolina do?
What did Carolina
do? No, his family's in Carolina. Oh, they're okay. Cowboys fans. Oh, he's texting them about Micah Parsons.
All right, okay.
Come on, man. Johnny Marks would have knew that.
Oh, get out of here, you idiot.
Man. That dude was
I just picked up the Green Bay Packers defense.
Nice. I saw Ike on the waiver wire at like 6:30, I think, in the morning.
Wow. Really?
That's late for me.
Really?
You're a 4 o'clock guy.
He's usually a thronesman. And, and picking up
on the waiver wire.
Aquarius.
There you are, man.
Gemini.
This is Yoshi saying we're ignoring him.
Oh, sorry.
Just relax.
We're doing a show. You're part of the show.
It's all good. No, I just like doing it when y'all go into your little rant because it just makes me want to imitate Ike.
Yep.
And real quick, man, I'm so mad at your memory, man. What's the name? Like, how you can't remember that game you played in it, boy? I'm going to tell you right now, man, yeah. I remember that game because I had to deal with it. You know why?
Yeah.
It's like you had to deal with it. I ain't saying you didn't. But what's the name?
Yeah, what happened?
What's the name? From the gate, they came out and they was killing Donovan. I mean, Julius Peppers and Dak. What's the boy's name? Michael Rucker?
Yeah,
collapsing that pocket like crazy. Donovan was just, man, he got sacked like five times.
Yeah.
And then the boy Favors hit him.
Yep.
What's the name? Sacked him, landed on him. I was like, dang it.
And it was a late hit, right? It was a late hit.
Yeah. Now, that was a late hit. Donovan got out. He set out, what's the name, that second quarter. The end of that third quarter when Jarrod Cooper came down and hit right in that spot and dunked him in the dunk. I was like, oh my God, it was a wrap. And then Donovan, I mean, what's the name? He threw three picks today on Ricky Manning Jr., man.
Yeah.
It was just a bad day. 14-3, we lost that one. That one hurt. I remember that game. I helped you out. I thought I would. What's the name? And you needed that. Jack, way to back up on into the end zone on that boy. And Sean, I mean, Jack, you really was running like Forrest Gump, boy. I mean, head straight up.
Yeah, Jack was running.
Yeah, perfect form.
Jack was running a little weird, too. Yeah. I mean, Joe was running weird.
I'm a short stridesman. Yeah.
Man, it was Forrest Gump weird. It was beautiful. I'm so happy. It's 2-2. We back in the game. And Spike, I'd like to thank you, man. What's the name? I think you helped me out yesterday. I got my package. What's the name? We did it. The guy, what's the name, even asked me. He was like he actually said, are you Yoshi from Brewery Town? And I was like, yeah. You know what? The daggone package popped up on the screen and said, two stops away, Jack. I mean,
Spike. Oh, Amazon, you're talking about.
Yes, I didn't want to say their name. I didn't know if I could diss them like that real quick.
Yeah, the biggest company in the world.
I thought you were talking about Blue Chew.
No. Yeah, I thought
like
he was too.
You helped me out. I don't need Blue Chew yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be right there at the front door when I do need it. I might be
promo code 94. Promo code 94. Remember, first month free.
All right. I don't need it yet, boy. Love y'all, cats. Holla back, baby.
All right, Yoshi complaining that we're ignoring him. We're just talking here, man. All right. Well, there is another Phillies game tonight. Believe it or not. I could use a 7-1. I could use a 7-1 win.
7-3 really, more likely.
Yes. With Nolan. Yeah. I could use a 7-3 win. Yes. I could. Well. 6-3 win, so we get to see Duran, and right. He goes in there, he looks good, gets a 1-2-3 inning.
You think they would use him tonight?
Yeah, they didn't use him yesterday.
Oh, that's right, they didn't use him
yesterday. Remember,
I'm thinking it was two games ago.
They lost 6-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get you ready for the Phillies game. We'll also get that total for the Eagles Radiothon. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.